This is special coverage from NPR News of a U.S. Central Command briefing from Doha, Qatar. The briefers today apparently will be U.S. Major General Victor Renouard and U.S. Brigadier General Vincent Brooks. Today's briefing occurs as the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division is about 50 miles outside Baghdad. The troops are waiting for reinforcements and relief supplies before launching a ground attack against Iraq's elite Republican Guard units surrounding the city. About 2 hours ago, Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair said at a news conference in London that the next few days could be decisive. Blair predicted that U.S. and British forces will continue to face Iraqi resistance, and that resistance will be especially fierce when the battle for Baghdad begins. Desert sandstorms have posed another challenge. High winds and blowing sands have slowed the advance of U.S. forces north toward Baghdad. Today, a unit of Marines took about 5 hours to travel just 5 miles. In southern Iraq, U.S. Marines have taken control of strategic bridges over the Euphrates River at the city of An-Nasiriya. The Marines had fought Iraqi militia forces for 2 days. British forces also are reported to have eliminated the last pockets of resistance at the port of Qasr at the head of the Persian Gulf. The first ship carrying relief supplies into southern Iraq may arrive in the port later today or tomorrow. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is at the Pentagon. Jennifer, what do you anticipate we'll hear today at this briefing?
Well, I think we may hear more of the strategy. We've already had Prime Minister Tony Blair in Britain basically lay out what reporters in the field have been trying to divine for a couple of days, which is this two-pronged approach with U.S. forces approaching from southwest toward Baghdad and others heading over toward a town called El Kut to the southeast. I think that when it comes time for questions, there will be more questions, as there were yesterday, on the wisdom of the strategy of racing toward Baghdad and essentially leaving a lot of insecurity in their wake. There has been continued fighting all along the path that U.S. and British forces have taken, starting from Basra in the south up through Nasiriya, which is a key crossroads where there has been a lot of fighting. We're told that a convoy of Marines essentially had to shoot their way through part of the city to take control of a bridge across the Euphrates River. So the troops do seem to be moving, but the questions remain about how vulnerable they are to their rear. The supply lines are going to have to continue coming up from behind them from Kuwait, and how vulnerable is that to guerrilla attacks?
Yes, the commanding officer of Central Command, Tommy Franks, did much of the briefing yesterday, and he was really pressed on the amount of resistance that that troops were meeting in Iraq.
Yeah, it's a bit of a surprise. The Pentagon will not say it's a surprise, and of course they did expect resistance, and Tony Blair pointed out this morning, you of course expect it from those in charge of the security of the country. They are most tied to the regime of Saddam Hussein, and they have the most to lose by this. Once, as military planners put it, once Saddam Hussein is unseated, these people will be out of power completely. Nonetheless, the most intense resistance was expected closer to Baghdad, and we heard Joint Chiefs Chairman General Richard Myers today say the worst lies ahead as we get closer to Baghdad. So I believe they're coming out now to speak.
To Doha, Qatar, and U.S. Central Command.